AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The ACLU has filed a lawsuit over conditions at California's largest immigration detention facility. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
A federal lawsuit alleges appalling conditions at California City, the state's largest immigration detention facility. The American Civil Liberties Union represents seven men being held at the site, about 100 miles north of Los Angeles. The complaint describes sewage issues, inadequate medical care, and a lack of basic supplies like soap. It also alleges severe understaffing and crumbling infrastructure. The facility was a shuttered prison that reopened in August to serve as a detention center and now holds about 800 people. Homeland Security denies the allegations. I'm Ben Thomas.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said he plans to hold a vote next week on a bill that would force the Justice Department to release all files from the sex trafficking investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. There would be some redactions. New documents have raised questions about Epstein and his associates, including a 2019 email mentioning President Trump. And AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on a wildfire in California.
Fast-moving wildfire in picturesque Mono County in California has damaged 15 structures and prompted evacuations. The Pack Fire forced the closure of part of a highway as firefighters worked to contain it on Thursday. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the fire had grown to about 5.3 square miles by Thursday night. It also said the fire had been whipped up by strong gusts of wind that reached as strong as 50 miles per hour. But by Thursday evening, the department announced that fire activity has decreased due to precipitation in the area. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is AP News. Russia has bombed parts of the Ukrainian capital.
At least four people have been killed after Russia unleashed a massive combined attack on Kyiv early Friday. Tymur Tyshenko, head of Kyiv's military administration, says over 35 people were injured as emergency crews responded to multiple strikes. Around 430 drones and 18 missiles were used in the attack, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky adds. Local resident Maria Kalshenko tells the AP, I realized that I couldn't see anything. I turned around and saw there was no wall and there was no neighbor's apartment. The neighbor was screaming. There was no door. The Russian attacks come as EU officials warn this week that Ukraine must continue to crack down on corruption following a major graft scandal that's put top nuclear energy officials under scrutiny. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.